Very pleasant. Good morning, whoever you are and wherever you may be in our vast listening audience from coast to coast and border to border. I'm Don Wayne, and we're going to be here with you for the next hour taking your phone calls at 800-313-9443. Talk to me. You know, a listener sent us a little thing here the other day that caught my attention, and I thought I'd share it with you briefly. Since, she writes, since the Pledge of Allegiance and the Lord's Prayer are not allowed in most public schools anymore because the word God is mentioned, a kid, a 15-year-old kid in Arizona, wrote the attached. And so here it is. It's entitled New School Prayer. Now I sit me down in school where praying is against the rule. For this great nation under God finds mention of him very odd. If Scripture now the class recites, it violates the Bill of Rights. And any time my head I bow becomes a federal matter now. Our hair can be purple, orange, or green. There's no offense. It's a freedom scene. The law is specific. The law is precise. Prayers spoken aloud are serious vice. For praying in a public hall might offend someone with no faith at all. In silence alone, we must meditate. God's name is prohibited by the state. We're allowed to cuss and dress like freaks, pierce our noses, tongues, and cheeks. They've outlawed guns, but first the Bible. To quote the good book makes me liable. We can elect pregnant senior queen and the unwed daddy our senior king. It's inappropriate to teach right from wrong. We're taught that such judgments do not belong. We get our condoms and birth controls, study witchcraft, vampires, and totem poles. But the Ten Commandments, they're not allowed. No word of God must reach this crowd. It's scary here, I must confess. When chaos reigns, this school's a mess. So, Lord, this silent plea I make, should I be shot, my soul please take. Now, that's written by a 15-year-old in Arizona. I don't know the person's name, but it was sent to us by a listener, and I thought it was something that was worthwhile sharing with you. You know, this 15-year-old is exhibiting more moral insight into what this nation should be all about than all the politicians and all the phony politicians and all the judges who are sitting there tearing apart our Constitution, these black berobed devils that have polluted our court system all the way up to our Supreme Court, throwing God out of school. You know, you can trace all the way back to 1963 when the Supreme Court, in that infamous decision, all of a sudden determined that they saw something in the Constitution that others hadn't seen in it for almost 200 years. And so they proclaimed this idea that God was to be dismissed from our public schools. And you can look at a chart. You can look at any chart or graph. And you can trend downward ever since 1963. You know, for example, what the literacy rate was in this nation back in the late 1800s when people were getting educations in log cabins, using candlelight, a lot of them. Abe Lincoln got his education in a log cabin with candlelight. But you know, do you have any idea what the literacy rate was in our nation back in those years? It might surprise you to learn. Well, I'm going to save the answer for that, because that might be a question that we can throw out to you, our listeners, this morning. What was the literacy rate in the United States of America, let's say, in between 1890 and 1900? The answer might surprise you. You know, Paul Harvey, for a long time, used the example where they threatened to give the graduating class at Harvard a basic literacy test from 1908. And I guess we've got a break coming up. We have a caller online, Nancy from Tallahassee. We'll be right with you. This is Don Wayne. Get in touch. Call us. Talk to me. 800-313-9443. Later on.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
All right, we're back. We've got a lot to talk about today. We've got a lot of things to share with you, our listener. And if you want to join in, you're invited to give us a call. Talk to me at 800-313-9443. Well, recently I received a letter, and a very interesting letter, from a mother whose son is in Iraq, has served in Iraq. And she writes, "Something that really concerns me these days is the fact that illegal aliens can walk into any hospital and receive instant medical care. But her son and other serving National Guard serving in Iraq, who have spent a year in Iraq, can't receive medical attention at the expense of the government. She says, in my opinion, he and others truly deserve it." And that's not only in your opinion, Nancy. It's in all of our opinion. It's just common sense. She goes on to say that right now he needs his wisdom teeth cut out to the tune of close to $2,000. And even though he's considered a veteran, he has to pay for the surgery. Well, what's up with that? That's a good question, Nancy. That's a darn good question that we should all be asking ourselves. And this is an issue that should be brought to the attention of the American people. You won't hear about it probably anyplace else, but you will on this show. And she asks, where are our priorities? Don't we appreciate what our soldiers are doing? Shouldn't we show that appreciation by meeting some of their medical needs? And then, to top it off, this month he wanted to re-enlist in the National Guard, even though she tried to talk him out of it. But when he told his superiors that he wanted to re-enlist, they said that Bush had stopped the bonus for a few months. And there was no bonus for re-enlisting at this time. Maybe in the future, he said. Well, maybe we should stop his bonuses for a while. So I read this and thought, what's going on here? Here are brave young men and women putting their lives on the line every day in that sandbox we call the Middle East, specifically Iraq, Afghanistan, whatever Stan you want to call it. And then when these brave men and women serving our nation over there bravely, winning, we might add, something else the media is not discussing. And then one of them requires dental care, they refuse this dental care in the National Guard. Give me a break. And all this while our nation is spending billions, that's with a B, on electric generating plants, highway construction, really a long list of other nation-building projects over there. Well, as it happens this morning, we're proud to announce that we happen to have the mother of this soldier. And it's Nancy from Tallahassee. And I want to personally welcome you to this show, Nancy. And I shared our letter with your listeners. And perhaps you'd be willing to enlighten our listeners a little bit as to what in the world is going on here. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Don. How are you doing?
Just fine, thank you.
Good, good. Thank you for having me on. And I'm really enjoying your program every morning, listening to it. Well, he went to the veterans clinic in Tallahassee, and they told him that there was no dentist from the clinic that could do the job that he needed to get done, that he would have to travel to Tampa, which is 3 hours away from Tallahassee, for a diagnosis. And then, to beat that, to go back again another time and wait for an opening, to stay in a hotel room, spend money, take time off from work and school. And because he's in the Gulf.
Can I interrupt for just, Nancy, can I just interject here? The sacrifice, this is typical, is it not?
Right.
Of the sacrifices that our young men and women are making throughout this nation, whether it be National Guard or whatever, to serve this nation in this time of war. And go ahead, go on.
Well, like I said, he'd have to take time off from work and school. And because he's in the Guard, he might not even qualify for the dental care, because he didn't choose to join the TRICARE health insurance plan that the Pentagon put into effect. You know, it just really kind of irks me that the Guard is good enough to patrol the streets of Baghdad and take the risk of being seriously hurt or maimed, but yet they're not qualified to receive the medical help they need when they come home. But our illegal aliens, you know, get all the medical help they need, and quicker, too, than our troops.
Well, Nancy, this may seem off point, but I'm going to share it with you and our listeners. In my opinion, this is all part of the New World Order. Now, I say order intentionally. It's not that I'm slurring my speech here. They call it the New World Order. What it is in reality is a New World Order, where our borders are not secure. We're being invaded from the south. And yet there's this pinhead idea out there that we should be doing these things for the aliens, the illegal aliens that are in this country illegally, because you made the point, and I'm just sort of amplifying it here a little bit, if I may. And it's an accurate point, and it's one that we should be thinking about and considering. Someone, unfortunately, hasn't brought it up to President Bush. But why in the world, how in the world can we afford as a nation to give illegal aliens medical care, dental care in our hospitals, and not take care of our brave men and women that are serving this nation valiantly in the Middle East? Go ahead, Nancy.
Right, I agree. I recently read an article by Adele Cuban, and you know, the name of the article was 10 Excellent Reasons Not to Join the Military, and one of them was that you may not receive proper medical care. And she writes, her daughter actually joined the National Guard. And she writes, she says, most citizen soldiers get discouraged by the long wait for treatment and medical status. They sign away their right to medical care just to get home. They give up and try to deal with their disability through civilian channels, leaving the military off the hook.
Well, you know, those words almost leave me speechless. How do you respond to such nonsense? How do you, in any way, rational way, reconcile what they're doing not four, but two, our National Guard, in this time of war. They're facing the same enemy over there that everybody else is. They're putting their lives on the line to protect this nation. And, you know, I read your letter, Nancy, and it really tugged at my heart a little bit. Now, has there been any progress at all made in your efforts to try to right this wrong?
Well, not really, because when you need your wisdom teeth cut out, when they're affecting your other teeth and they're giving you a lot of pain, it's something that you need done now, not, you know, months away from now. So more than likely, he's probably going to have to just go to the civilian doctor, dentist, and, you know, get it done, which is...
Do you have any other areas of recourse that you can possibly make an attempt to get this taken care of properly?
Well, I do know some people that are members of the Veterans of Foreign Affairs or Wars, and so I'm gonna call them, and he's gonna call them also, and see what he can find out in that area. But it's just the you know, the areas that you have to go through, and it just takes forever to get the proper medical care that you deserve. And what's really sad too is the soldiers that have more serious injuries. I mean, they're not even getting the medical care. I mean, wisdom teeth extracted, you know, is not anywhere near what some of these soldiers are going through that are coming home with, mm-hmm. with, you know, amputees and really serious injuries to their back and organs, et cetera. So it's sad. They're just not getting
so care. Contrary, really, Nancy, contrary to what the Bush administration would have us believe, our men and women over there really are coming up on the short end when it comes to the medical and dental requirements that they might have.
Absolutely. And it's just, I don't know, with the elections coming up, you know, I think people really need to look for a candidate that's going to really look to help the soldiers, you know.
Okay, can I interject this thought for a moment? Well said. Your point well taken. But how... I don't care if it's the Democrats or if it's the Republicans. They're not really discussing the real issues that are out there facing this nation today, in my opinion.
I agree.
Do you think they are? Yeah. I say this, I ask this question rhetorically to our listeners as well. How many of you really think that the Bush administration is that concerned about doing the right thing for the American citizenry? Oh, if you're an illegal alien... Or if you're from Guatemala or Costa Rica or you name it, boy, we got some good medical care waiting for you up here in the United States at the taxpayers' expense. But if you're out there laying your life on the line for the United States of America and its war against this awful enemy, you may have to pay for your own dental care, your own medical care. It's simply not right. It's simply not fair. And I don't know what the upshot of this can be, but I think if enough people would raise concerns about this, maybe there's a remote chance, maybe out there, that something might be done. But Nancy, I know you're trying very, very diligently to make a dent in this bureaucracy. But you know, when you fight a bureaucracy, it's a tough job.
Right, that's true. And, you know, the politicians and President Bush are ultimately responsible, and they say they're concerned about our soldiers and their families getting medical treatment, yet it seems like they're just turning their head, you know, away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And yet the media, the major media, the Alphabet Networks, your Fox News and CNN and all of them, they're not reporting this story. I think this is a story that ought to be reported. We're in the middle of a war. We're winning over there thanks to the blood sacrifices of our young men and women who are putting their lives on the line for this nation and the fact that they need a dental care. I don't care what it is. Dental care or medical care, it ought to be paid for. We can afford this for all the illegal aliens that want to find their way into this country one way or another, but we can't do it for our own men and women. Nancy, can you hold on for a moment?
Yes.
Okay, we'll be right back. Call us at, talk to me at 800-313-9443. Back in a minute.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
All right, we're back. We have Nancy from Tallahassee on the line. Nancy's son is a proud member of the National Guard who has served a year in Iraq and now has to have some dental work done, and the government refuses to pay for it. Nancy, are you still with us?
I am.
I held you over because I would like to ask you and invite you to keep this program informed as to any progress you might be making in this very, very serious fight against this bureaucracy, this government of ours.
I will.
If you would be willing to, go ahead.
I will. I'll be glad to. It is a fight. And, you know, it's just people really ought to put more of a fight up against this because it's serious stuff, for sure.
Well, it's more than that. It's a question of fairness as well, isn't it?
Right. Absolutely.
I mean, if these brave men and women, I don't say this to make a cheap shot at President Bush, and I don't want you as a listener to think that I'm in a position here to take cheap shots. I don't do that. That's not my style. If someone's here to defend themselves, I'll tell them what I think. But if they're not, better left alone. But the fact of the matter is, George Bush served in probably the least dangerous position with his stint in the National Guard. And this was done politically through his dad. And yet, when those are out there, the boots on the ground, and they're out there breathing that dust, and they're out there putting their lives on the line for you and me, for this nation, so that we can prevail in this awful attack from the Muslim world on this nation. And they're denied these things. It really and really and truly, it makes my blood curdle, Nancy. So if you'd be good enough to do that, we want to thank you for participating in our program this morning. And I want to alert our listeners, anybody within range of my voice, to take note of this, that, hey, we're not treating our National Guard over there the way we did, with the way we should, anything but. And thank you very, very much, Nancy, for your participation. And go Godspeed, go with God, and get this job done.
Thank you, Don. Appreciate it.
Thank you for calling. Well, there you have it. Sort of a sad commentary, isn't it, on what we're doing to our own military? Our own military. And I don't want to sound repetitive, but we all have to be very thankful for the sacrifices that our men and women are making over there. It's a rotten war. No war is decent. But this war is particularly rotten. You go over there and you're breathing that dust and you're standing around, you're standing targets. And I blame our military for this, where we're allowing our men and women to stand around and they're nothing but targets for these snipers, these bombers, so on and so forth. What are your thoughts on this subject? That should get your blood going. That should sort of get the adrenaline going. Talk to me. Get on the telephone. I'm at 800-313-9443. What do you think? What do you think of the way that our government is under the Bush administration? And let's not just isolate it with the Bush administration. I believe this is a symptomatic problem that runs through our government. And it has to be stopped. And who's going to stop it? The body politic. You and me and a million others like you and me. Our voices must be heard. And you know, that gets me on a subject, that's exactly why I'm here, is to add my voice to the growing discourse out there. And we have to raise the debate level to an area where we can discuss these things agreeably, we can discuss those vital issues that are affecting our lives every day, but do it in an agreeable way. We don't have to disagree. We all have differing viewpoints. You have your viewpoints, and you're certainly entitled to them. You'll never get ridiculed or intimidated on this show. I promise you that. I guarantee it. Okay, moving on here a little bit. Boy, Barack Obama has really erased a very substantial deficit. And he's now in a virtual tie with Hillary Clinton in the Democrat presidential race. This, according to the most recent Reuters Zogby poll, released on Wednesday. And among Republicans, John McCain is in the front. Then you've got Mike Huckabee and Rudy Giuliani. And they're awfully close and so forth. And so this Florida primary is going to really be pivotal, isn't it, in this election? In fact, I saw a little blurb. WorldNet Daily today, where Florida is probably the last time that the GOP can avoid a destructive fracturing of the party. It's a pivotal vote. I've said that for weeks now. The week before Super Tuesday may offer the best chance we have to focus the entire field and allow somebody. Somebody's got to win this thing. They can't all lose. Well, I shouldn't say that. Anything's possible. But the state is now a four-way tie with vote shares ranging from 17 to 21%. And McCain having the 21%. So it appears like McCain has sort of got his wind at his back at this point, whereas it's a dead even heat as far as, well, I hear the break coming up. Get on the telephone. Talk to me. 800-313-9443. What's on your mind? Don Wayne, back in a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Well, we're back. Once again, our phone lines are open. Betty, we weren't in communication here. Betty in North Carolina, if you want to get back on the phone, we can take your call. There was a miscommunication here with the studio, and I apologize for that. We don't want to keep any of you waiting. But we do encourage all of you to call at 800-313-9443. Well, we've got a plate full, as usual, of things to discuss. We'd certainly like to hear from you. This is not a monologue. I don't want to sit here for 60 minutes and do a monologue with you. I mean, we're encouraging you to join in this discourse with your opinions and whatever may be on your mind. But an interesting article, and I alluded to this briefly, just briefly yesterday on the show, this again appearing in WorldNet Daily, it appears now that more than 500, get this, 500 scientists have published evidence. Can I say that again? More than 500 scientists have published evidence refuting the current man-made global warming scare. That's according to a new analysis of peer-reviewed literature by a well-known and respected Hudson Institute. Now, that bears repeating. Because, you know, after all, the Al Gore types are out there scaring young people. Imagine your child or grandchild in school somewhere, and they're telling them, hey, you know, the sky is falling. we're going to have this terrible global warming, and we're going to have tidal waves sweeping across New York and sweeping the country away. Oh, my goodness, it's awful. And what this is saying is that it's absolute B as in B, S as in S. Can we say it any clearer than that? 500 scientists. I defy Al Gore to come up with 500. Oh, he can come up with 500 establishment-type scientists that'll go along to get along. But according to the Hudson Institute, 500 scientists have published evidence stating that the current man-made global warming scare, according to this new analysis of peer-reviewed literature by the Hudson Institute, the announcement supports another study, one that revealed that carbon dioxide levels were largely irrelevant. Largely irrelevant. Al Gore, are you listening? Attention, Al Gore. Where are you? Irrelevant to global warming. Now, these are significant statements coming from reputable scientists, not the establishment type that the that, as I say, will go along to get along. And as I mentioned yesterday on the air, John Coleman, who incidentally founded the Weather Channel, has gone on record, and he said, hey, enough of this B as in B, S as in S. Global warming is a myth. We have cycles, 1,500-year cycles, where due to the sun's radiance. Well, it talks about that in this article here. It said that these results prompted Reed Bryson, who happens to be the founding chairman of the Department of Meteorology at the University of Wisconsin. No lightweight there. And we're quoting him here, and he said... He said, you can go outside and spit and have the same effect as doubling carbon monoxide. You can go outside and spit and have the same effect as doubling carbon monoxide. Al Gore, are you there? If you're there, give us a call. Of course, he won't debate the issue with anybody. He won't debate the issue face-to-face, eye-to-eye with any sort of scientific community. He will not do that. This is... Global warming is not about global warming. May I say it again? Global warming has nothing whatsoever in this God's world to have to do with global warming. It has everything to do with global governance. And I'm going to touch on an article here. What are your thoughts on this subject? Give us a call. Talk to me at 800-313-9443. And Betty from North Carolina, if you're still out there, call us back. I'm sorry we dropped your call. It was inadvertent. We'd like to have your input on these and other subjects that are affecting us every day in this country. Boy, with this election coming up, how pivotal and how serious these things are. But anyway, just to put a fine point on this article that I was sharing with you, the newest analysis was released by the Hudson Institute senior fellow Dennis Avery, who said of the 500 scientists who have... looked at this global warming scare, more than 300 have found evidence. Say again. Of the 500 scientists who have really looked at this issue of global warming, more than 300 have found evidence that a natural, moderate, 1,500-year climate cycle has produced more than a dozen global warmings similar to the current circumstances since the last ice age. Now, let me just interject here. You know when the last ice age was? It wasn't millions of years ago or hundreds of thousands of years ago, as the pseudoscientists will tell you. No, indeed. The ice age, as we know it, occurred immediately following Noah's flood when the good Lord tilted the axis of the Earth 23.5 degrees. Did you know that the Earth is the only planet in the solar system that's tilted at 23.5 degrees? And that was done following Noah's flood, and then we had the four seasons and so forth. So there you have it. But I thought that was an interesting little bit of data there. And we have a caller on the line, Richard in North Carolina. Richard, talk to me.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, fine. I thought we got cut off. What I wanted to mention was you talked about the global warming thing. Mm-hmm. And I kind of wonder about myself. What I think we have is not global warming. We have climate change.
Mm-hmm. Precisely.
Because I think, I forget what I read, it was about 2-3 years ago, they talked about the little ice age in the 1400s.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think this is what we're looking at, a possible climate change, not global warming. And that's what I think we're faced with, climate change. Because we noticed, I'm sitting here in North Carolina looking out my window and looking at a ton of snow. And it hasn't snowed here in 10, 15 years.
You know, Richard, that's just another proof of global warming, isn't it?
I say climate change because it happened 400 or 500
No,
years
I know
ago.
That. I say that, Richard, tongue-in-cheek.
Okay. As somebody said, we got global warming. How come it's cold outside?
Yeah. Hey, I'm in Minnesota, or Minnesota, as we lovingly refer to our Gopher State here. And I'll tell you something, it's kind of chilly out there.
Yeah, I bet it is. I bet Minnesota. I was there for a week one day. And
you want to cut him off? No, Kerry, don't do that.
Hey, you guys got a great state up there.
You got a great state in North Carolina. I'll tell you that. I've never been there, but the things that I've heard about North Carolina and everything, I'm impressed.
Well, I live in the western part of the state. I just moved here, in fact, and I like it here in the western part, other than a little bit of snow outside, but luckily I don't have to drive in it. But this thing is climate change. I think it was the National Geographic's channel that did a 2-hour on the Little Ice Age. And it was fascinating, and when I saw that, it kind of waked me up to the fact that we've got climate change, and it happens constantly. Every couple mm-hmm. of 100 years, we have climate change, and it snows like heck, or it's warm
well, can
as
I,
heck.
Can I add this little tidbit there, too? And I'm referring now to this article. Did you hear me when I was discussing this article on a moment ago on the scientist having proof
yes.
now?
Yes, I was listening to it.
It's all B as in B, S as in S.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about 1,500-year cycles. And what causes these cycles, listeners, and Richard in North Carolina, according to these scientists now, it's what's referred to as the sun's irradiance. In other words, solar activity sort of increases or decreases slightly, and that's what's causing our global warming, Al Gore. Al Gore, are you out there? I don't think so. You?
He made money off of it.
Well, of course he did. And he got the Pulitzer Prize for it. What
yeah.
an absolute joke. What an absolute joke that was, that prize. And you know, I'm not given to slanderous terms and so forth on this program, but you know, a rose by any other name is still a rose. Tell it like it is, right?
Well, as they've said many, many times, tell a lie enough and it becomes the truth.
You know, that was Hitler's philosophy.
That's
you know where that really... Richard, let me interject here because I don't want to let this point go by without mentioning it.
True.
If you tell, didn't you say, if you tell a lie enough, it becomes the truth?
Right.
And Hitler knew that. Hitler understood that. And this lie is being told every single day of every week, of every month, of every year to our young people in our high schools and in our junior high schools and in our elementary schools, even in our kindergartens, all the way up to the PhD classes at our colleges and universities, which are no longer liberal arts universities because they peddle propaganda. The propaganda is simply this. We do not live in a democracy. We do not live in a democracy. We live in a republic. And yet this lie has been propagated. What do you think about that, Richard? Do you think I'm right on that? That this is a total lie, and it's been perpetrated so often in our media, which should know better, that it's beginning now to be heard as the truth on the part of the brain dead out there and so forth, products of the public school system.
Our children are dumbed down.
Mm-hmm.
Do
you know? I asked the question in the beginning of the show. And let me ask you, Richard, and we've got to move on here. But if I were to ask you, do you know what the literacy rate was in the United States of America in the late 1800s, 1890s? Do you know what it was?
No, I do not.
It was 98%. Does that surprise you?
No, it doesn't, because we were more We have been.
We knew how to read and write back in those days, didn't we?
Yeah. But you see, what we have. Well, I'm going to use this. I've run for public office here in North Carolina.
Oh, are you?
Well, I did. I ran a couple of times as a libertarian.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a class put on by the State Department of Education. And they told me the dropout rate in North Carolina was like 42%.
42%?
In North Carolina, they drop out in their freshman or sophomore year in high school, and the dropout rate is something like 42% in this state.
Well, how does that compare with other states around the area?
We are one of the worst. We've got some of the worst dropout rate in the country.
And to what do you attribute that?
Kids get into school, they look around, they're bored. And nobody.
Did you happen to catch the first part of our show this morning?
No, I missed it.
Shame on you.
I know. I will take 20 lashes with a wet noodle.
I had a poem written by a 15-year-old, and if enough of our listeners requested, I'll read it again tomorrow, because it was written by a 15-year-old about our public government schools. But go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
That's okay. But what it is the kids are in school bored. And they're at it today. We got to make school entertaining. And schools have become nothing more than babysitters for seven, 8 hours a day. And the parents are saying, you know, entertain my kid for 8 hours, and then I come home and shove him in front of a computer. And these kids are looking at this way, and this is what I've got from students. Well, I'll drop out when I turn 18. I'll get my GED, and I don't care. But then they complain.
You know something? That really hits home. You know why, Richard? You just hit you get a cookie. Mm-hmm. You just hit a home run. That hits home because I have a grandson who is under that same false impression. Why worry about grades in school? I'll just get a GED and I'm off to the races. Go ahead.
That's right. When my daughter graduated from the community college, there were four pages of kids graduating with associate's degree. There were 15 pages of kids graduating with a GED.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one county in North Carolina.
Repeat that number.
Okay. There were four in the little booklet you get when the students graduate from the community college.
Mm-hmm.
Four pages were students graduating with associate's degrees. There were 15 pages of students graduating with GEDs.
That's unbelievable.
This is tragic.
I'm not questioning your stat there.
Yeah, I understand that.
But that's totally and completely. First of all, we should not even tolerate that as a nation. How can we possibly tolerate that as a nation?
When the Department of Education was started in the 70s, we were number one in the world in education.
Mm-hmm.
I just found out last week we're 23.
Is that the number is? I was curious about that.
Yes,
we're 23rd in the nation.
And we're spending billions on education. But here's the problem, and I've stated this when I've run for office. I ran for North Carolina Senate, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
There, across the country, when you take in the Department of Education, federal, state, blah, 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 there are three administrators for every teacher. You see where our money's going?
Well, it's top-heavy. There's more chiefs than Indians.
Yeah, well, that's really top-heavy
with the bureaucracy, isn't it?
That's right.
It's an educational bureaucracy is what it is.
Right.
And bureaucracy is like a cancer, it feeds on itself. Go ahead.
Right. I mean, you've got, in one county I used to live in, the head of the school department, the head of the school board, whatever, the superintendent of schools, he was making $165,000 a year. The principal was making $100,000 a year for the high school my kids graduated from. This is ridiculous.
Richard, let me give you another analogy that ought to make and we're taking a long time here on the call, but I really appreciate your input on these things.
What you
have to say is very right on.
But you know
something? The average CEO in this country back in the 50s would make about three times more than his highest paid employee. That's in the 50s.
Correct.
All right. Nowadays, the average CEO of these corporations is making about 350 times more than its highest employee. And there's a word for that. It's a moral decline in our business. Our founders knew that free enterprise, I hate that word capitalism. I really do. And I'll get into that someday on this program. But I mean, as far as our founders were concerned, this was free enterprise, where competition was the thing that kept everything fair, where people had morality. And who was it? James Madison, who once said that this Constitution is wholly inadequate for a non-Christian. Didn't say religious, said Christian. This Constitution is wholly inadequate for a non-Christian people. And he went on to say that we demand morality within our system. And so I'll get off my soapbox here, but Richard, go ahead. We'll have to wrap this up in a minute. We're sort of running out of time, but go ahead.
It goes back to one thing, personal responsibility.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Richard, thanks for calling. We're going to have to leave you now, but join us.
I look forward to you
as a steady listener.
Thanks a lot, sir.
800-313-9443, our number, Don Wayne. Be back in a moment.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, we're back. And our thanks to Richard in North Carolina, to Nancy, the Tallahassee Lassie from the Sunshine State of Florida, who's a friend of this show. And we want to thank, and we want our apologies to Betty in North Carolina. Get back to us, Betty. We dropped you inadvertently. I don't like that to happen on this show. And it was simply a communications failure, and we apologize. So anyway, we've had a good run here at this program today. We've got some very serious subjects discussed. You'll hear me oftentimes refer to our founders because our founders, in my opinion, were mostly under the inspiration of God Almighty. Gave us our Constitution, the greatest freedom document ever written in the history of mankind, which is constantly under attack today by the liberal court judges. We have some very good justices of the Supreme Court, don't we? Clarence Thomas, Scalia, you know who they are, because these decisions are always coming down 5-4. But the purpose of the Supreme Court is not to make law, it's to interpret law, as our founders meant it. And there's no big secret, there's no big problem with looking at the Constitution and understanding what our founders meant. These elitists, these Yale and Harvard types that think they're smarter than God, feel that it's up to them to somehow find meaning within these words that was never intended. And, of course, the final result of all of this is going to be that we're going to, if we allow it to continue, we're going to lose this country. Right now, our brave men and women, Nancy's son and every mother's son that's over there, putting their lives on the line, defending our freedoms for us, and all they expect is a halfway decent break in return to be given the opportunity for the government to care for their medical and dental needs when it's necessary. What a sad story that is, huh? I was surprised we didn't hear from you. We very much enjoy hearing from you. As long as I'm host of this show, you can bet that you will be treated with respect, as I said earlier, that we're not here to intimidate or yell and scream and holler at our callers. But you make the show. It's not my show. It's your show. It's your opportunity to get on the air on the Republic Broadcasting Network and express your views and not be afraid of being intimidated or ridiculed because of them. Your opinions and your ability to express your opinions openly have been blood-bought, much as our Constitution has been blood-bought. And when I see these limp-wristed, atheistic, agnostic justices sitting up here on our Supreme Court making these awful decisions, it's the only way they can be described. You know, Richard from North Carolina said it so well, you know, that they have a huge dropout there and the schools are failing. Utter failures out there in North Carolina. North Carolina is not the only state. Throw a dart at a board in any state that you hit. They've got problems. And the problems are because we've lost our moorings when it comes to education. John Dewey, you heard me referring to him the other day. John Dewey, a despicable little man who wrote the Humanist Manifesto 1 and 2, who said in there it is not our job to teach Johnny to read. Remember the old saying, read and write and arithmetic, when you went to school? No longer. Well, I hear our sound. I'm Don Wayne. Thank you so very much, Nancy from Tallahassee and all the rest of you today, for joining in our program. We'll see you tomorrow, and until then, go with God.
With recent internet